Welcome to the Dowell House, named after James Patterson Dowell, who founded the Dowell Implement Company in 1870, which included a tin shop and was essentially the hardware store in downtown McKinney. The architecture of this home has a unique history. In 1870, J.P. Dowell purchased what might have been a small farmhouse on South Tennessee Street, which he later enlarged into the elegant mansion that you see today. The home would have been surrounded by extensive gardens and orchards, and had bay windows, balconies, and covered porches done in a Victorian style. In 1935, the home underwent a significant remodel based on plans done by a Dallas architect named Everett Welsh. The remodel changed the character of the home to a classical colonial appearance, featuring an ornate Georgian-style front entryway, French doors in the front parlor opening onto a large terrace that wraps around to the south side, leading to an elegant glass-enclosed sunroom off the dining room. This home also has a very unique story and connection to the community. It's locally known as the Benji House and was the setting of the original Benji movie filmed in 1974. The home is featured prominently in the movie as Benji made this abandoned, haunted house his home. Entering the front door of the home, you'll step into a very impressive L-shaped great hall that connects to the south entry side door. The Great Hall is lined with uniquely detailed wainscot paneling that wraps all the way around and extends to the upstairs hallway. You'll also notice a patterned wallboard used throughout much of the home called beaver board, which is essentially a precursor to drywall that was commonly used in the early 20th century. Manufactured by the Upson Company, beaver board was cut and hung with the joints that were covered by decorative trim to create an attractive geometric pattern. Happily, a huge benefit for this home is that even though the foundation has shifted dramatically over the years, this type of wallboard moved with the structure and didn't crack as plaster would have. The front room on your left is the parlor, greatly enhanced with the 1930s remodel, with long double-hung sash windows and a large glass opening onto the terrace. It has ornate dental cornice molding around the ceiling and a beautiful crystal chandelier closely resembling the one in the dining room. On your right is the study, which features a beautifully ornate, hand-painted, cast-iron mantel topped with a decorative mirror framed in an elaborate Eastlake wood pattern. The very tall doors in this room are all original and will draw your eyes upwards towards the 12-foot ceilings and a vintage 1920s dial ceiling fan. The dining room to the right of the staircase is graced by the crystal chandelier and original built-ins next to the fireplace, with the original mantel that we've enhanced with an elaborate metal frame and glass doors. The scenic wallpaper is particularly unique and tells the story of American history from the first landing of the Pilgrims in the 1600s to skylines of modern America in the 1900s. The flooring is a type of parquet in which the boards are laid in a concentric square pattern emanating from a small single central square. Just off the dining room is a beautiful sunroom that was added to the house as a part of the 1930s remodel. The work to restore this room to its original splendor is extensive. The windows are original but underwent significant restoration as they were in very bad shape. Almost all the woodwork in the room is redone to repair water and termite damage, as well as to realign the trim as the house had shifted significantly. The beadboard ceiling is actually from wood that was recovered from the kitchen, part of the house that we demolished at the beginning of this project. Notice all the original door hardware throughout the house. The hinges are particularly ornate and have matching doorknobs, latches, and bell ringer on the side door. The style was designed by a British architect and furniture designer named Eastlake, which he patented in 1869. There are three bedrooms upstairs. To your right at the top of the stairs is the Eastlake room, which we've staged with Eastlake furniture that would have been typical in the home of a prominent merchant in the late 1800s. Next to it is the original bathroom that probably would have been added in the 1920s or so. This bathroom is completely redone with the restoration, but still has the original tub, toilet, light sconces, and features a beautifully historic ceiling light. The north bedroom features an original cast iron mantel similar to the one in the front parlor, and the original shiplap ceiling that we've exposed would have been covered by cheesecloth and wallpaper back in the day. The adjoining bathroom with walk-in shower and walk-in closet were added as part of the restoration. You'll notice the west bedroom is essentially a second master suite. The exterior door opens onto a large balcony. The pocket door leads to a full bath and walk-in closet. We've left the chimney exposed, uncovered the shiplap ceiling, and installed an original window that was actually recovered from elsewhere in the house. In terms of this restoration project, we've now completed the interior of the historic home. We've restored all the original wood windows, refinished the original wood floors, rebuilt the chimneys, lined the flues to bring them up to code. We've rebuilt the foundation by replacing most of the beams, and we've poured new piers that go down to bedrock. As I like to say, the house is now in its final resting place. On the exterior, we've hung new cedar siding matching what was there, and we've rebuilt and added porches with new columns, ceilings, and decorative trim. Our focus will now shift to the addition, the design for which we've tried to make as seamless and consistent with the existing structure as possible. Very briefly, a quick comment on who we are. We're Ian and Elisa McLean and have lived in Fairview since 2005. Our four boys are proud graduates from McKinney High School and have graduated or are currently attending Texas universities, University of Texas, Texas Tech, and University of Texas, Dallas. I'm recently retired from a career in telecommunications and I'm working on this project full time, which who knows, may turn into a second career. I did a similar project many years ago, renovating a dilapidated two-story Victorian shirtwaist house in Midtown, Kansas City. We love the history of this home and enjoy sharing it with friends and neighbors. I hope you've enjoyed your visit and will come back to see us next year.